Good evening. Welcome to the news. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. A day after Bihar gets a new government, the new deputy chief minister speaks exclusively to NDTV in a candid and outspoken interview. We'll get to that and lots more. Let's start with the headlines tonight. Tejasvi Yadav tells NDTV, if Narendra Modi can be prime minister, why not Nitish Ji? The people want a face against Modi. His message to the opposition, don't be scared. He also targets the use of central agencies against political opponents, says, I invite the ED and the CBI to come and stay in my home and try and find something against me. Nitish Kumar responds to allegations that he walked away after sending feelers for the vice president's post, calls it a joke that he wanted to be VP. The Mahagathbandhan 2.0 gets down to work. Will face a floor test during a special session of the Bihar Assembly on the 24th and 25th of August. It's round two of the great battle of Kejriwal versus Narendra Modi on the subject of freebies. The Delhi chief minister says the centre has waived the taxes of the rich and imposed them on the poor. The finance minister responds, saying Kejriwal is giving a perverse twist to the debate and that health and education have never been called freebies. He is just trying to scare the poor. Three soldiers have been killed in a major terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. Two terrorists barged into an army camp. Both have been eliminated. This is the first terror attack on an army camp in 4 years. China shields a Pakistani terrorist yet again. China puts on hold UN sanctions against Rauf Asgar. Indian government sources say China's move undermines the United Nations sanctity. Rauf is the younger brother of the Jaish-e-Mohammed founder Masood Azhar and was part of the planning of the Pathankot and Parliament attacks. Mandeep Kaur's family struggles to bring her body home from the United States after the sick woman killed herself. Her brother tells NDTV there's no point in having good relations with the US if we can't get justice. A huge seizure of cash, jewelry and other assets during income tax raids in Jalna in Maharashtra. 56 crores of cash, 32 kilograms of gold, 14 crores in precious stones have been found. IT raids also unearthed Benami assets worth 390 crores. And this video of a man smoking inside a plane goes viral. The Instagram influencer lit a cigarette inside an aircraft. The aviation minister responds to multiple complaints made on social media after this video goes viral, saying it's being investigated. An FIR has been filed.